Blog Talk Radio.
Alive, it's alive, it's alive!
Greetings, cheers.
Hola.
Cinderella story, out of nowhere.
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
I'm in good company when I'm with stupids.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Hey, Los Cachos.
Play it once, Sam. For all time's sake.
When it's time to change, you know it's time to change who you are and what you're gonna be. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Sha-na-na-na-na.
You guys are just amazing, and it's been a huge pleasure to watch you rise to the top.
You talking to me?
Matt and Jay, take it away.
The horror. Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere few hundred miles away, the man who is the belt buckle on my pilgrim's hat of life, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, and welcome. Welcome, everybody. Another exciting edition of I'm With Stupid. The belt buckle on the pilgrim's hat, huh?
Uh-huh. That's how I see you. At least that's how I saw you as I was leaving my slumber at 7:15 this morning, laying in bed. I chuckled because it just came to me.
An indispensable part.
Exactly.
Of the pilgrim ensemble.
Right. Like the keystone. You are the keystone, Jay.
It's just not the same without that buckle.
Exactly.
Yeah, a few people rolling into the chat room here. Jesse's in the chat room. A couple of guests.
Hello, guests.
Looking
Hello,
good.
Jesse. Yeah.
Yeah. And I, right off the bat here, Matt, I want to apologize if anybody is hearing any interference or kind of a static or a kind of a noise in the background. I am here in our super secret underground auxiliary backup studios in the Midwest.
Right.
And Paco, who drives the satellite truck, forgot to bring the fancy headset. So I had to run to Walmart last night.
Mm-hmm.
And get because up here in Omaha, Nebraska, they have these places called Walmart.
Really?
A wondrous place. Yes.
I've heard of such
magical.
A place.
Magical place.
Really?
We were able to get filters for the furnace, soy milk, and a headset, all in one place.
Wow.
Actually, it wasn't soy milk. It's almond milk, and it's dark chocolate almond milk, and it's delicious.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, God, it's delicious.
No,
I,
it can't
I
be.
Hope
That's
it's not,
gross.
I hope it's not like vegan stuff, but... It is so good. It's Silk, made by Silk.
Ugh.
I highly recommend it to anybody.
Okay.
Oh, good stuff, man.
All right. And I'll tell you what, Paco probably did not forget the expensive Internet Star headset. He probably pawned it 2 seconds after you guys got to Omaha.
You know how those people are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, just a little resentful because, you know, you make him sleep in the truck down at the truck stop and won't let him in the house. But
he seems happy, but, you know, there's some resentment there.
A little bit, a little underlying anger.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so how's Matt Man doing?
Well, Jay, it's nice. The weather's been nice. It's sunny here. But the good news is that the Schmoopster, she's less sunny.
Oh, she's lost some of her glow?
Yeah, she's lost some of her yellow. She's slowly returning to her normal color, which is alabaster. So,
oh, excellent.
Yeah, pretty soon, hopefully, after you know, the tube in the stomach and all this and the upcoming gutting, she's going to be my pale white honey that she used to be.
Aww. And when is the gutting? Have they set a date?
Well, I'll tell you what. She goes to Columbus tomorrow to see her doctor, and hopefully tomorrow when she comes home, we'll know when the slicing and dicing shall begin.
Okay. All right.
Until then, she's here in the live studio audience with, you know, the tube sticking out of her stomach.
Great. Well, you know, she... just as we were waiting for the show to start, she was sounding pretty perky today until you asked to borrow her lighter.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
The mood turned quickly. Got very
yes.
dark in there.
It turned more quickly than Romney's position on abortion, let me tell you. Don't touch her lighter. You can share anything else I have except my lighter. Although we did, I'll tell you what, Jay, we had a little fun with the stomach tube this morning. See, it's possible, folks. Our favorite Nazi, little Jimmy Stewart, knocked on the door this morning. He had gotten one of the new Pizza Hut stuffed crust pizza things, you know, the whole stuff thing. Not the stuff, the whole, yeah. He said he didn't like it, so he gave us most of it. And Schmoop came to the door and said, "Hey, Jimmy, look at my tube." And big Jim, tough guy Jimmy went, "No, no," and he turned away.
Ooh, I can't take it.
I know. And then he did a double ooh when I said, "I suck it out every night."
It's nutritious.
So that's what we've been doing, Jay.
Yeah, well, you know, terrorizing the neighbors. That's good.
Well, he knocked on the door. It's not like we
had
went out and looked for trouble.
You had to learn a lesson.
Uh-huh.
Excellent. Well,
So you made the big trek from the natural state to the gateway of Wyoming.
Yep, made the long, long, boring drive all the way across Missouri.
Yes.
Through the wilds of Iowa. Finally into the jewel of the Midwest, Omaha, Nebraska.
Yes.
And brutal drive, brutal. And once you get past Clinton, Missouri, there's about a 30-mile stretch to Harrisonville.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, another 30-mile stretch to Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's, if you take the loop around Kansas City, that's another 35 miles. And it just feels like hours, each of these stretches, because there's nothing there. And then that's where we stopped, north of Kansas City, had a little lunch.
Really?
And then the final... 140-mile high-speed burn across the wilderness. 7-hour drive. 7 hour and 15 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been a little shorter. I missed my exit here.
Oh.
Sun was... you're driving right into the setting sun in the evening here.
Oh.
On I-80.
Oh.
And so I couldn't see the signs. And I couldn't tell for sure. And there was road construction. I didn't know if that was the one I wanted to take. And anyway, I ended up in a place called Gretna, Nebraska.
Oh, God. And what's
anyway,
in Gretna?
There's a motorcycle shop there.
Now, when you say
and,
you missed the exit, was Paco sleeping in the back or what?
Well, no, he's in the satellite truck coming up, you know, later. So.
Oh, okay.
We don't know what route he took.
Yes, I'm sure whatever route it was nefarious.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. I was in the luxury import. He was in the 1972 rebuilt Sound like drunk. So, and we don't know for sure. There probably won't be a Wednesday show, but we don't know for sure yet. So everybody hang loose there with us.
Yeah, even
don't know
if
the schedule
you weren't
yet.
Well, even if you weren't in Omaha, we wouldn't know because, you know, Mikey, my boss,
well, that's
Mikey,
true.
He gets a little gets a little jiggy with it.
Yep, he comes up with different radical, wacko ideas. They always have to happen on Wednesday.
Exactly.
You know, things like funerals.
I know. God, how dare him.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, a shout out to Mikey, the owner of the infamous beer mine where I work. His father passed away this week. So, well,
condolences
to Mikey and his family.
Yep. Condolences to Drive-By Mikey and the family.
Yep.
And shout out to our favorite lesbian, Angie.
Oh, yeah.
AKA Angie. Fortune Cookie. Racking up the hits.
She's racking up a lot of stuff.
Yep.
That show is going to turn out to be our show with the highest number of hits, although we are still mired in number two somehow.
Yes. I don't know how that happens.
No, you know, it's funny. We have a show. It's got 5,500 listens and, you know, maybe three live listens, and it's number one. And then the show on which we had Angie, you know, it's over 11,000 with 42 live listens and several callers, and it's number two.
Yeah. And the show before that got 11,000 hits.
I know.
And it never got past number three.
Mm-mm.
I just don't know.
I don't understand it. Here's what I think. I think BTR, it does not stand for Blog Talk Radio. It stands for Bizarro Talk Radio, is what it is.
The only thing I do know is that we're now a five-figure show.
Exactly.
And it's kind of terrifying to know that there's that many people out there wasting their time.
Well, the thing is, I was terrified, too, when I saw the second five-figure show on the ratings, because I knew this Sunday you and I were a little busy.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, this is what you're getting.
Yeah, luckily they're not tuning in for quality content.
Which is good.
Luckily for us. They're just tuning in for, you know, the hell of it, I guess. And Jesse wanted to know how many hookers we picked up and where we hid the bodies. Shockingly, there's no hookers in Missouri or Iowa.
Or if there are, Paco got them all.
Yeah, but just good, decent, corn-fed Midwestern women.
White folks.
White. And, you know, I'm not into the white women, so.
Oh, I know. which is a shame, because you missed your window of opportunity with Schmoop.
I know, she's back to being a white woman, and I'll be like, oh, she's all right.
Yeah, she's all right. She used to be hot, didn't she?
Yeah.
All right.
So, anyway, there's that.
Yeah, you kind of sound as tired as I am.
Well, you know, I got up early. You know, well, you know, I tell you what, no matter where I am, even if it's family,
yes,
the first night in a strange location, in a different bed, not good. Don't get a lot of sleep. Struggle. Toss, turn. Try to find a decent radio station to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, yeah. But I'll tell you what, though. Shout out to flannel sheets, because that'll keep you warm on cold Midwestern nights.
I can't stand flannel sheets.
Too hot for you?
Oh, yes.
You just haven't experienced Omaha cold.
Oh, no, it doesn't matter, Dave. In fact, I sleep on the bed now that Schmoop has the tube in her stomach. She sleeps on the couch, which is typically my bed because she doesn't want to roll over on her tube. I should take a picture of the bedroom because I took everything off the bed except this one little quilt. It looks like a room from the YMCA.
You're a hot-blooded sleeper.
I am.
Yeah. Well, normally I have a fan running.
Well, I have a fan running.
For the noise. Mostly for the noise. Hoping to drown out the upstairs neighbor and his blow-up doll girlfriend.
But, I'll tell you
In fact, that was another thing that was a bit of a problem last night. I'm sitting around, you know, we're watching TV. I've got my laptop or whatever, and I just couldn't concentrate because there was no rap music pulsating from above me.
Well, I was going to say, you know, maybe you were uncomfortable because there was no one laughing outside your window.
That too. Nobody walking
spot.
Past my window. Nobody standing on that spot outside my window laughing at me, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
That's very, very distressing. Hey, you know what we could do?
What? We could open the phone lines.
Hell
we
yeah.
could. And you could call in on the Butterball I'm with Stupid Hotline at 661-244-9852. We are actually going to talk about the holidays. And
now that we're 17 minutes in?
Yes. And we brought everyone down.
We got the holiday plans. Our original plan was we were going to do one of these turkey roll things. It's the turkey breast, and you flatten it out.
Right.
And you put the stuffing on top of it and just roll that baby.
Yeah.
And they had them at Costco. But Kelly and Alan went to Costco yesterday, and they didn't have any.
Hmm.
So we may end up doing the traditional turkey thing. I think plans are a little in limbo here. And so are you guys doing the turkey
breast?
Well,
we weren't going to because, you know, we're indigent now. In fact, Jay, we got the rent covered for next month. But in January, I might be doing this show from the one existing payphone in Bagwine, Ohio, at the corner of Main Street and Obenchain Alley.
And what's awesome about that is that every 10 minutes, the operator will come on and please enter another $1.10. And it'll be ding, 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 as you put the...
No, but
probably Canadian. You'll probably put Canadian quarters in.
I know. Oh, hell, let me tell you, I've been taking aluminum foil and getting them just the right thickness so I can use them as slugs.
You may have to take your own empty cans to the recycler instead of throwing them out there for dumpster days.
I know.
Sorry, Dave, I'm worse off than you are. You said you got it bad, Dave.
No, but I'll tell you what, a wonderful woman has offered us Thanksgiving dinner, and I'll talk more about that later, on a later show.
Okay. There won't be any later show before Thanksgiving.
Well, we can talk about it afterwards.
Yeah, okay.
Because
well, that's what we'll do on Sunday. On Sunday, the world will want to know what we did on Thanksgiving.
Exactly. And the warm Thanksgiving story brought forth by this chick will temper the fifth annual war on Christmas.
Well, yes. How do you normally prepare your turkey?
Well, when I really get into it, I put it in a bucket of salt water, and it really does come out. Oh my God, it's amazing! But it is a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it
you
is.
You got this big 5-gallon bucket, especially in your apartment. Yeah. It's not like you can put it in the garage. And then you have to, there's water all over the place.
Yeah, but it's going to be ice water too, right?
Yeah.
It'd be cold.
Yeah, but it comes out really well.
And it's cold, pulling it out of there from the brine.
I make Schmoop do that.
You throw any sugar in there?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they do on America's Test Kitchen.
Well, they shouldn't. They're wrong.
They throw the salt in there, and they throw a little sugar in with it.
Too. Yeah, I know. A lot of salt, no
then
sugar.
Then you butter it.
Oh, yeah.
Butter all over it. Just smear it with butter. Get it up under the skin. That's so gross. Ugh.
Oh, God, that's my favorite part. It's like rubbing.
You wear gloves?
No, I use my hands. I want to feel the butter going on. It's like rubbing a chick's ass. Ugh,
no,
it's, I love
no,
that.
No. If some chick has an ass that cold, I don't want to be around her.
Well, I live with one.
I don't think Hillary Clinton's ass is that cold.
Oh no, Schmoop says. She makes me work for it, Jay.
Yeah. Well, you need to. No, I would wear my food safe gloves.
Of course you would.
Do that. And in fact, that's a question I have for you.
What?
Would it be considered bad form if you're over at, say, family's house for the week of Thanksgiving and you're going to help prepare a Thanksgiving meal and you brought your own food safe gloves?
I'll tell you what. Well, no, it wouldn't be bad. Well, I would think it would be bad, but I've been exposed to this because Schmoop's brother, if he was going to come over here for Thanksgiving, he would bring his own food. He will not eat anyone else's food.
Show up with a Rally's burger and fries.
Exactly.
He'll drink your beer. He just won't eat your food, right?
Exactly. Well, actually, he's actually a good quasi brother-in-law. He brings his own beer, unlike some people who I'll mention on another show.
Uh huh.
I did have a person who showed up one Thanksgiving holiday. He had 3 beers in a 6-pack. Hey. Love those people because you know they're already popped. Uh-huh. Oh, I seem to be out of beer. You got one? Oh, yeah, we got one.
You got another?
Yeah, 12 beers later.
Another.
12 beers later. I love you guys. Of course you do.
I totally owe you. I'll pay you back for that beer. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And he keeps saying that. However, he lives in Colorado, and I'll never see him again.
Yep. Well, that's the number one advice. Dealing with family and friends, coworkers over the holidays, difficult time of year, I highly recommend just staying semi-drunk.
Yeah.
Not belligerent drunk.
No, not a huge buzz. Just a nice, constant,
Yeah, I mean, a good, a nice, comfortable wine drunk usually works. Yeah.
Because
be careful about, the hard liquor. Cause
yeah.
That could make one angry. Or it could bring out that anger that lies within that we all have that normally only comes out in heavy traffic.
I used to drink 7 and 7s, and it's my favorite drink. Schmoop made me quit drinking them, not because I beat her, but because I was asleep at 5:15 and wouldn't wake up until 9 the next morning.
That's the
what?
That was the worst drunk I ever had.
Oh,
incredible! The hangover was so brutal. I can still remember it. That's not necessary. Why do we do that to ourselves?
Because we hate our lives and we want to escape.
Because we hate ourselves so much.
And if anyone says otherwise, they're lying. In fact, our old friend, he's a friend of Johnny Vegas, Jay.
Yeah.
You know, and I know you're tight with Johnny Vegas. Our old friend Joey Goodbar, he had a little... he had a little Thanksgiving song. Maybe this will get people... Yeah, maybe it'll get them in the mood to call in after they hear this.
Well, Thanksgiving is the day when my folks come round to stay, to drink my booze and eat my food and pass the time away. It's a solemn day, or so it should be, but I feel like Sharon Tate with the Manson family. Well, Uncle Ed is drunk again, and Grandma's drooling on the couch. Aunt Louise and Cousin Timmy are kissing on the mouth. Oh my, it's a solemn day, so pass me the rose. I wanna be numb from my head to my toes. Well, now the turkey's undercooked, 'cause I left the parts bag up at Sass. Oh, now the house is smelling like Rosie O'Donnell has just passed gas. Oh my, it's a solemn day, so let's bow our heads and say a prayer for me to be dead. But now the day is done, I surely want to slit my wrists. But Christmas is just days away, and that I can't resist, 'cause we'll meet again, someone else's door, and I'll get really drunk and take a piss on the floor. Happy Black Friday Eve. Gobble, gobble. Gobble, gobble.
Excellent.
That was just beautiful.
Put me in the mood.
Yeah, well, I mean, that is, man, that gets you right there.
It does.
That was
Nipsey Russell
heart.
Good.
No, better than Nipsey Russell. Nipsey wishes he could do that.
I know. And we got less than 90 seconds left in the live stream, so you can call in at 661-244-9852. I didn't even intend to do that, Jay.
90 sexy seconds.
We both sound a little tired today.
Yeah, it's just kind of a slow day here. Well, we're resting up for the big week ahead, the big month ahead.
Yeah, you are going to meet Warren Buffett this week, aren't you?
I've got a call in to Warren, see if he'd like to have coffee,
mm-hmm.
Sit down and chat about different things. We'll see how that works out. But you know, we're just trying to save up energy to power through Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, and then right through New Year's Eve.
And whatever the Muslims have going on, because you know,
yeah,
they probably have six holidays between. Yeah, they're just like the Jews. They got six holidays between now and the first of the year.
Absolutely. Well, they're not going to let the Jews have 8 days at Hanukkah without answering with something.
Yeah.
Hey, we're in the after show now. No calls this week. That's very disappointing. But here's the new AP college football poll out just a couple of minutes ago. Notre Dame, unanimous number one.
Hasn't been number one since 1993.
There you go. 19 years later.
Yep. I told you about 1993, didn't I, Jay? I think I have. I told you about 1993.
Yep. We got Notre Dame at number one, Alabama number two, Georgia, Ohio State, and Oregon number five, and Kansas State wakes up today to realizing that nobody wanted them at the party.
They're telling themselves, you cannot go home again. You cannot go home again.
Yeah, Kansas State was number one. Oh, you like us. You really like us. They lose to Baylor. Bye. Even Oregon after losing stayed right there at five. So all Notre Dame has to do is beat Southern Cal, and they'll play Alabama in the national championship game.
Yeah, but, you know, the way things have been going this year, just to do it to me, they will lose.
Now, what I love about it is that if they win, they go to the BCS championship. If they lose, they'll probably play in the Sun Bowl. You know, they like fall. Although they'll play like, I don't know, Cincinnati in the Sun Bowl or something. And then, of course, if they do lose, then Alabama beats Georgia in the SEC championship game. We'll probably end up with, Alabama and Florida?
Mm-hmm.
Or Alabama and Oregon in the championship game. Ew. Poor Ohio State, undefeated, nowhere to go.
Oh,
all dressed
I know.
Up.
That's a tragedy.
Nowhere to go.
I feel bad for those kids.
Very, very upset about it.
Terrible.
You know how emotional I get about these things.
Well, I know. And in fact, as soon as the official BCS rankings come out at 8:30, I think I'm going to put something on my Facebook page about that. Oh!
Don't seem to see Ohio State anywhere. Oh, that's right. They're ineligible.
I'm going to put on there, oh, my God, there's only one BCS team that's undefeated. No, Ohio State is. Who? No, I don't see them anywhere.
I don't see them. Yeah, I don't see them listed.
The internet doesn't lie, J-Man.
Oh, no. Not at all. So you're going to have a Thanksgiving dinner over at this mystery place?
Oh, no, it's going to be here, but someone is, as Kramer would say, doing us a solid.
Oh, well.
Yeah, bringing us the turkey, the mashed potatoes. The accoutrements. Yeah.
The accoutrements. Yeah. They're going to do it all, are they? And you're just going to devour. Thanksgiving Day. Well, that's nice. Did they order it at Kroger, or are they making it themselves?
No, I think I might have to cook it, which is a son of a bitch. God damn it. Why couldn't you cook it for me?
What,
you know, you're doing me a
this
favor.
All about?
Ooh, yeah,
what the hell?
We care about
who do these
you?
People think they are?
Yeah. Here's a frozen turkey.
What is this
cook
bullshit?
It. Yeah.
What is this bullshit? They go out and they go, oh, here's your turkey, your mashed potatoes, everything like that, and you're like, hey, this is all cold and raw.
Oh, thanks. A frozen turkey, a bag of potatoes, and a bundle of green beans. Jesus Christ, you slackers.
I can just see them show up. Well, here's a box of stovetop stuffing.
Yeah.
Here's a bag of potatoes. You'll have to peel those and cook them and then mash them.
Or worse yet, Jay, instead of a box of stovetop, here's two loaves of loaves of bread. Start cutting. Jesus, criminy.
Just, you know, let it set out and get a little hard, then cook it up in the oven, and then, you know, put it in some chicken broth, not water. Use the chicken broth.
That's right.
And some butter, and, you know, there you go.
Now, the stuffing wouldn't be too hard because I would say, I don't care if you have a tube coming out of your stomach. Go in there and cut it, schmoop.
Make yourself useful.
God, you sit around here all day.
I got to check. Ooh, hold on.
Oh, what?
Oh, I just had a little comment on Facebook from Linda Medrano.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
What did she say, baby?
She asked what I'm doing here, which is actually code for what are you wearing? I know what she's really asking.
Because based on her question, I was going to think your answer would be, I have no idea.
Well, plans are a little vague. They generally include a lot of alcohol and I don't know what else. Maybe a trip to Menards.
Save more money at Menards.
Oh, we rolled in yesterday.
Yeah.
And Kelly and Alan had been to Costco.
Yeah.
And they timed it such that as soon as we got here, they're like, oh, could you help us unload the car with all the stuff we got at Costco?
Oh.
And you know that they just, you know, drove around the neighborhood until they saw us coming, and then real quick whipped it into the garage.
They had planned this trip to Costco for months, hadn't they?
Mm-hmm. That's why they wanted to know what time we were leaving. They knew 7 hours, 15 minutes.
Are they related
to
my boss?
Costco at 3. They had it planned. We go to Costco at 3. We'll get back at 3:55. They'll roll in at 4. It's perfect.
And then they called your mom a slacker, didn't they?
The dogs were happy to see us, though, for a while. And then they get used to it. They get bored with you being around.
I will tell you that Schmoop is not happy that you didn't take Grandma with you.
Nana Krita?
Yeah.
Nana Krita's 95 years old. She doesn't travel.
So? You could have tied her to the roof of the car and
strapped her in. Oh, we would have. That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be fun to have Nana Krita around. But no, she didn't come with us. Just me and the J-Mom. Rolling along.
It's a good looking drive, isn't it?
Oh, God. Well, you know what? It is, you know, to look out there and as far as the eye can see, you just see this flat cornfield. It is kind of pretty, though. I mean, it is kind of fairly pretty scenery. There's just nothing else there.
You want billboards, don't you?
Unlike
Lady Bird Johnson, you are a proponent of more billboards.
It would at least give me something to read as I'm driving along. Little billboards, you know. Live Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and December 26th, Mannheim Steamroller at the Quest Center. You know, something like that, you know. Kind of
and it would have been nice to say, hey, what a billboard saying, hey, welcome, Jay. internet radio star.
That would have been nice. That would have been nice. You know, just a little acknowledgement. I wouldn't have minded that at all.
Because it's not like you travel for yourself. You travel for others.
Sure. I'm here to make other people happy.
Mm-hmm.
Like that guy in the truck that I flipped off. Only had one incident the whole drive up. It was a very quiet drive. Just had the one dude that, you know, kind of forgot to stay in his side of the road. But other than that, it's just a matter of, you know, basically just trying to pass everybody on the road. That's all I was doing.
I'll tell you what. You know what I'm going to do to kick off the holiday celebration today, Jay?
What's that?
I am going to put in a Peter, Paul, and Mary holiday CD.
Well, that sounds like fun.
It does. Shmoop shaking her head. Not vertically, but more horizontally.
Shmoop may put up a little resistance here.
Yeah, well, she can suck it.
It is just so heartwarming to listen to you too. Yeah, well, I tell you what, I have in my possession for the road, for the trip home, I have my Rat Pack CD, Christmas CD.
Oh, really?
Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., Frank Sinatra.
I'll tell you what, music came up the other day at the beer mine because Drive-By Mikey, and he asked me who sang this, and I finally realized who it was. Make the World Go Away.
Who sings it?
Eddie Arnold. Make the world.
I'll keep singing. I'll go to sleep. All of our listeners are already asleep, so.
I know.
You can, you can serenade them.
God, we can't hit a home run every time.
No. But we didn't have any dead air this week, so that's good.
No, we didn't. We were on it. Oh, yep. God.
We may have to do a Wednesday show just to cover up for this one.
Oh, it wasn't awful. It was very homey.
No, it was two dudes chatting.
Yeah.
He didn't give a whole lot of holiday. Didn't really give any holiday advice.
No.
But, I'm sitting here. I'm looking. I've got Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, New Year's. That's my whole notes. I didn't really have anything down.
Oh, I had some advice.
I had some Hanukkah advice too.
I was going to ask, you know, do Jews celebrate Thanksgiving? Well, of course they don't, because they are busy preparing their stores for Black Friday.
Hey-o. Well, they celebrate Thanksgiving by launching F-16 raids into Palestine and blowing up, you know, schools and mosques and hospitals and what have you.
Oh, shit, that was awful.
Daycare centers.
I meant to miss that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
Anyway. I know, not that I'm being critical of Israel or anything.
No.
Anyway, we got less than a minute.
Thank God.
I know it. Thought it would never end. It'll still get 5,000 hits.
I know.
It won't get the 11,000 or 12,000 that Angie is getting, but.
Angie.
Angie's now at 11,305, 19 away from being our biggest show ever.
She'll break it, because that's what lesbians do.
That's right.
They break everything. They break balls. They break glass.
All right. That's it. We're almost out of time.
All right, J-Man. Have fun in Omaha.
Oh, I will.
All right. Have
fun in Bagwine.
Okay. I'll take my...
Bye.
Bye.